The male realizes that the female will not be responsive as long as her offspring is alive.
He knows he's got to get rid of that baby. In his brain, his mind switches over from reproduction to killing. He needs to take out that baby, and he needs to do it without being killed himself.
The female becomes suspicious of the male's sudden change. Her maternal instincts shift into overdrive.
She knows he's seen the baby. She puts herself between the baby and the male as the male slowly begins to outflank her and outmaneuver her to have access to the baby.
The baby lays motionless, but the male has already spotted him.
The male lowers his head and rushes in, mouth agape, trying to grab the baby. But the female is quick to react and lowers her head and rams the male with incredible power. The male, being bigger, recovers relatively quickly and turns to face the female. He knows that he may have to attack the female in order to get to the juvenile. He doesn't want to kill the female, but he will if he believes his life is in jeopardy. Although the male is larger in size, the female can match that with incredible ferocity. She's defending her young and will fight to the death.
The male turns his attention back to the female. She knows that he's seen her offspring. Enraged, she kicks up dirt like a ball pawing the ground before charging. The male has got to be careful. He knows a protective mother can be extremely violent, but his reproductive urges outweigh caution.
They go through a series of steps, each trying to intimidate the other. But it doesn't work. The male is intent on reproduction, and the female is intent on defending her young. The male is intent on killing that juvenile, and the female is intent on defending him.
The male again moves in for the kill. But the female shifts sideways and swats him with her powerful tail. The male absorbs the blow and regains his footing. He launches a second frontal assault. The female again thwarts his advances.